For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, good morning to Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Annantara, the Marker Hotel in Dublin, and chef at Forbes Street Within, and also co-host of the Dishing It Out podcast. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. I was bathed in sunshine here at Ballygally Bay, but I'm no longer so. It's a little drop of rain falling, but not too bad, I suppose. Now, buttermilk Cajun chicken burger with red cabbage slaw and a blue cheese creme fraiche. Let's start with the simple bits.
Yeah, so what you're going to need for this recipe, I'll get through the ingredients first. You're going to need 8 chicken thighs, and I'd look for the ones in the supermarket that are off the bone and skinless for this one. If you really don't like chicken thighs, this dish also works with chicken breast, but there's much more flavour to be found in the chicken thighs for this one. And then the marinade is going to be 200 ml of buttermilk, a couple of sprigs of thyme and a couple of sprigs of rosemary. So all you do is put the chicken breasts into the bowl with the buttermilk and the sprigs of thyme and rosemary. Preferably if you do this today, if you're having it tomorrow, but even 2 or 3 hours is enough. And what happens is the acidity in the buttermilk is actually tenders up the chicken, and it also helps make the crispy batter. So for the crispy batter, what you're going to need is 200 grams of plain flour, 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon of oregano, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper for a little bit of heat, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder. I've used that a couple of times in recipes, onion powder, and I had a couple of messages on Instagram saying they couldn't find it. Asian supermarkets tend to sell that onion powder. They use a lot in Indian cookery, and it's really worth finding. It's a brilliant ingredient. 4 brioche buns, that's what we're going to put the burger on. And for the slaw, you're going to need 1/4 red cabbage, obviously a white hard cabbage if you can't find a red one, 2 carrots, which you're going to peel and grate, 1 onion, finely sliced, 150 ml of mayonnaise, and some salt and pepper. And for the blue cheese creme fraiche, a couple of 100 ml of creme fraiche, juice of 1/2 lemon, and 100 grams of cashew blue cheese that you leave out of the fridge to come to room temperature. Now, to actually make the whole thing, what you're going to do is marinate the chicken, like I said, with the thyme and the rosemary, and place it into the fridge and the buttermilk for 6 hours, or preferably overnight. And then to make the slaw, you just slice everything up really finely. If you have a mandolin, they're really handy to slice the cabbage, or else you just take your time, run your knife through it, try and get it as fine as you can, into a bowl with the onions, the carrots, the cabbage, and then dress it all in the mayonnaise and season it quite well. You'll notice that after you season it with a little bit of salt and leave it for 1/2 hour, it'll kind of wilt down a little bit, but there's no problem there. So just check the seasoning again after 1/2 hour, make sure you have enough acidity and enough salt in there. And then to make the blue cheese, super simple. Put the blue cheese into a bowl. It's at room temperature, so it should be nice and soft. Use the back of a fork just to mash it all up. Then squeeze in your lemon juice and fold through your creme fraiche. And that's it. It's that simple. It doesn't need any salt because obviously the blue cheese is quite salty to start with. And then to make the cook the chicken part, I want you to set a fat fryer to 170 degrees. If you don't have a fat fryer, put a small pot on the stove and you can shallow fry. So that just means a wide-based frying pan with about an inch of vegetable oil in the bottom. Bring it up to 170 degrees. If you have a little thermometer, it's handy. If not, just throw in a little piece of bread. And if the bread starts to fry, then that's at about 170 degrees. And then you combine the flour, paprika, cayenne, salt, onion powder and oregano into a bowl. Take the chicken from the fridge, dredge off any of the excess buttermilk, and then you run it through the seasoned flour. And what happens is the flour mixes with the buttermilk and it kind of creates this coating that's on the chicken. And then you just run it through either into your pan to shallow fry or into your fat fryer. And just do it in like maybe 2 or 3 or 4 at a time. Just don't overcrowd the fryer or overcrowd the pan. After 5 minutes on either side or 5 minutes in the oil, take it out and sit it onto your grill tray with the rack. That just lets any excess oil drain off. Preheat your oven to 170 degrees, and then you can run that chicken through the oven for another 10 minutes to ensure that it's fully cooked through. And then all you have to do is toast the brioche buns, underneath the grill, or even if you wanted, you could butter them and put them onto a griddle pan to get them nice and caramelised, and then a big spoonful of that coleslaw, your crispy chicken on top, on with the lid, and I promise you, these are so delicious for the weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Very, very I can almost taste them now. Very, very good. And not too complicated at all. All details, of course, are to be found on your Instagram.
Instagram, Gar Mullins, and we also share them across our the Forbes Street page as well. So there's plenty of places where you can find it. And a really easy recipe to give a go this weekend. The sun is shining wonderfully here in Dublin, so I think I picked a good recipe for the weekend that's in it.
Very good.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.